You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. An effort to repeal a non-discrimination ordinance in one mid-state community could soon go up for a vote. WITF's Gabriela Martinez reports on how advocates are trying to make a case for why the law is needed in Chambersburg.
One for you.
Oh, thank you.
One for you. Oh.
Melissa Mattson is tired. Tired of fighting for what she sees as protections for her and her family.
We are hurt. Like, I have friends who are LGBT also who are like, nope, I'm done. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to go to council. I don't want to fight for it. Like, I'm done. I can't do this again. And I get it.
This has been a nearly 4-year struggle for her. She was the one who contacted the Chambersburg Borough Council to ask if they would consider adopting a non-discrimination ordinance. For Mattson, who identifies as a lesbian, it's very personal. She and her partner dealt with discrimination in the borough when they were looking for a babysitter for their son. Melissa says they refused services because some sitters were against the idea of a child having two moms. It's an issue she sees firsthand at her job at South Central Community Action Programs, where she often helps people file discrimination cases.
I've had people disclose discrimination both from sexual orientation, gender identity, to race, and even religion that they've experienced. And I just have passed what I could on to the state.
So when the borough council finally approved the ordinance, she breathed a sigh of relief.
Like, I was excited that it passed, but I also knew we still had to appoint members to the council, and it was October, the election was in November, but it's not official yet. Like, we haven't appointed a commission yet. And so
Melissa is referring to the Human Relations Commission that would be established under the ordinance. It would be responsible for hearing discrimination cases and setting up a mediation process between parties. But members were never appointed. Instead, the council, now made up of 7 Republicans and 3 Democrats, voted to begin a process to repeal the ordinance. If Chambersburg Council follows through, it will become the first municipality in the state to do so. It formed an exploratory committee earlier in 2021 to research the implementation of a local non-discrimination ordinance. Its final report concluded the borough should adopt one because state law does not explicitly protect LGBTQ communities. At least 70 Pennsylvania communities have passed their own laws to broaden the definition of discrimination by sex, including Gettysburg. In fact, Chambersburg modeled its law after its neighbor to the east. Matthew Moon sits on Gettysburg's council. He says one of the reasons his borough decided to adopt a mediation program was to make it more accessible to low-income people who would not be able to afford to take a discrimination complaint to court.
The real thrust of this was that this was about, you know, our neighbors helping each other. We want a peaceful resolution between peers. And, you know, if that mediation fails, you can still go to the Court of Common Pleas.
He says the Gettysburg Council, which is split 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans, voted unanimously every time the ordinance came up for a vote. Thomas Newcomer, a Republican elected to Chambersburg Council last fall, says he heard from people against the ordinance while campaigning. Here he is at a council meeting earlier this month.
I think it was all Democrats that passed this. So does that make the Republicans right or the Democrats? I hear, you know, right or wrong. It was one-sided. I think we had a mandate from the election.
The voter turnout in Chambersburg for November 2nd election was about 33%. More Republicans than Democrats voted in that election. Last fall, 6 Democrats and 1 Republican voted in favor of the law. 3 other GOP members voted in opposition. Republican Alan Kaufman has been a borough council member for more than 20 years. He was reelected and is now president of the council.
The ordinance serves no purpose. You can hope that you're going to get 2 people to sit down and talk to one another and work this out. But if it's that serious already, I don't see any way that mediation, sitting down with somebody, is going to work it out.
Like Newcomer, he points to feedback from his constituents.
There's been a lot of focus put on these social issues, which are not playing with our constituents here. They want us to run the borough. They want us to do what we've been doing in the past. They don't want to get in these social issues.
In the run-up to the vote to approve, several hours of public comment took place in council meetings. Shannon Brown is one of the people who spoke out for council to override the mayor's veto.
I had people on the job ridicule me, make fun of me. And I just had to stand there and take it because I had no recourse. I'm tired of being left in the cold.
Back at Melissa Mattson's house, she watches her son Benton as he plays out front. She's lived in Chambersburg for almost 12 years. The news about the ordinance potentially being repealed has left Melissa and many in Chambersburg's LGBTQ community feeling like they don't belong.
And I wanted to leave Chambersburg. I was just like, I can't do this. But at the same time, this is where I've chosen to call home, and I can't just up and leave when I lose my rights. I do want to raise my son here, so I'm going to fight.
She's been working with the Franklin Coalition for Progress to help raise awareness about the non-discrimination ordinance. But now, Melissa says she may shift her efforts to advocating for statewide LGBTQ protections. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News.